Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers that are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in your daily life, in our politics, in our spiritual search, in our relationships. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Ronan, Montana. I am usually joined by Mark Woltz and Ann Ortley, who I recently spent a week working with in New York City, and they may join us later on. We've been working together for well over 10 years now and have loved that we each bring something different to the table and allows us to work together as astrologers. And I believe it's Mark. Mark Woltz, are you on the line?
Yes, hello, Heather. How are you?
Wonderful. It's good to hear you. I am back in Montana. Got in about 3 o'clock this morning. And it was wonderful being in New York and working with you and the New York astrologers and discovering talent and joy in the chart. I gather yes. Ann Ortley is selling, you can get a download of all of our handouts and our and recording of our workshop, if you're interested. It was a two-day workshop. It's on Ann Ortley's website. Just Google Ann Ortley. And good. How are you doing this week, Mark?
Good, good. We celebrated the Aries ingress yesterday in New York.
Yes, very
and
exciting.
You were in Minnesota, I guess.
Mm-hmm, where it was snowing.
Yeah.
I gather it was snowing in New York City, too.
Today,
I had to come back to Montana to find a little patch of green and a crocus in my yard today. Still snow on the mountains, but it was lovely.
Yeah.
And with it, March 21st is Astrology Day, is it not? It's the day when we celebrate the astrological new year. And it's, you know, often people honor astrology all around the globe. Honor astrology as the Aries, the outspoken ones, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah. This year, actually, the Aries ingress was on the 20th. But
yes, it was.
It's okay. Still safe to say the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
It's still
and
early
I can't
on.
Remember if they decided to make it the same day every year or always on the Aries ingress. Do you remember?
Well, it's probably the same calendar day.
Right.
The 21st,
mm-hmm.
because too many people who make up calendars don't understand the ingress.
mm-hmm.
you know, well, although the equinox is always marked
mm-hmm.
on the calendar, so they should be able to keep track of that. But
you'd think
I don't know. anyway,
it's,
it is
well,
the beginning of
the equinox is what they call a movable feast. It's set up by, you know, something other than the calendar. And then there's the calendar feasts. And so the equinox is a movable feast upon when the sun is exactly, the earth is upright with its poles pointing neither one direction nor the other. And
right.
the, whereas the astrology day, I believe, is roughly the 21st of every year.
Okay.
And it is this year, I gather, that I've seen some funny jokes about it, that Easter falls on April Fool's Day. Easter is an example of a movable feast. It's always, the first Sunday after the first new moon after the vernal equinox. And that falls on April 1st. So I think there will be some pretty funny eggs in the Easter basket this year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So this weekend, we're heading into some interesting aspects. Mars and Saturn are conjunct in Capricorn, while Venus squares Pluto. And there's
right.
a heaviness and responsibility. And Mercury turns retrograde in 2 days. So Mercury's also stationary now.
If you're in a position of responsibility, watch your step.
Mm-hmm.
And don't make missteps because they're likely to you know, you miss step on this one, and you might miss two steps. You know,
you will be noticed, right?
Yeah.
Because that Mars Saturn conjunction is all about responsibility and integrity.
Yep.
And this weekend,
with Mercury going retrograde, there's a you know, kind of a energy toward looking inward and backward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So whatever's been going on
is
up for examination.
Absolutely. And we are seeing that. We're seeing, you know, as Mercury started to retrograde, all this information coming out about Facebook data mining.
That's right.
About false news left and right. About somebody, a major person at the Vatican being let go because had futzed. Yeah, he was a high up guy who had written, and he asked the last pope to write him a letter of recommendation. And the man sent him a letter recommending him, but said he hadn't read the books and had no intention of reading the books. And the man published the letter, but had it fuzzed out where the pope said he wasn't going to read it.
Uh-huh.
And so it looked like he had read the works and had meant to do it. So the pope has accepted his resignation.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so it's Mercury retrograde. A lot of truth comes out. And a lot of misinformation gets spread, so it is an important time to question everything you hear, including somebody that says, oh, I have the truth. So we want to just keep going down another layer.
Yeah, you need two or three checkups on things.
Uh-huh.
And if anyone objects to having their truth checked up on, then
we got a problem.
Should be called truth suspicion. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm seeing, you know, with all of this Aries energy, with the Sun, Mercury, Venus, Eris, and Uranus all in Aries right now, that there's a lot of motion, but with Mercury retrograde, it's holding still. So I'm hearing people's anxiety going up. I'm hearing kind of plans being put on hold. Spinning in circles.
Yeah.
And so if you feel your energy.
Having the moon in Taurus is helpful.
Yes, it is.
It brings a little stability to the situation.
Mm-hmm. Grounds us, slows us down, which is excellent.
Yeah,
now,
and it kind of gives you a sense that if you look to community, you find more grounding.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So whatever community helps you stabilize emotionally, that will be a grounding.
Yes. And it is and gets us back into our bodies and earths us. It's a time for a good bowl of soup, which is what I had for dinner. Something that, you know, earthiness that we can feel in a concrete way. Because it's going to be a pretty emotional weekend with the Venus moving into a square with Pluto. And I think, you know, on this weekend, on the 24th, there's the big march to protest gun. There was a couple of school shootings. The bomber just blew himself up. That's very Mercury stationary today. And taking responsibility for what goes on. Now, the NRA was born with Saturn-Mars conjunct at about exactly this degree. So it's interesting that the big protest march is calling the NRA back to its roots, which was about responsible gun ownership, not massive gun ownership. And they point out that really it's a protection racket for the gun manufacturers more than anything else. And Mars, the Venus-Pluto square, you know, the march is going to be in the honor of all the children that have died by gun battle, not just those 17. And I think it's a very powerful use of the Venus-Pluto square.
Yeah.
But how might the rest of us feel it? What do you think, Mark?
Well, Venus-Pluto often can create situations of manipulation or triangulation, and it can show up in romantic affairs and also friendships. So it's something for all of us to be aware of, to not get involved in triangular things other than to get a third, you know, a third perspective. If you triangulate to get a third perspective, that can be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's to deflect, you know, and manipulate, then
yeah.
it's not a good thing.
Watch that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if you notice someone trying to do that, then question it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, try to deal directly with people.
Yes.
Unless you're doing it for perspective.
And notice your own sorrow. Don't believe your own stories. I think with the Aries energy spinning in circles, I am hearing people winding out on their anxieties, on their fear of loss. Angsting, sure they have cancer, sure that they're going to be out of work, sure that, and there's no real sign of it. Even the ones where they go, I know everything's fine, we just had it checked, and I'm still worried. I said, well, notice mm-hmm. that you may be revving this energy, this fear of loss, this kind of collective emotion, and you may be picking up on something that's going on globally rather than locally. The sun and the sunspot cycle, the sunspots have kind of added extra energy into that pattern. So I'm noticing that people are just feeling it and revving with it. And so, you know, that, you know, be careful to listen to your own stories, hold each other's hands, be kind. Everybody could use a little extra love and kindness during this transit. And it also, that Mars-Saturn conjunction wants a project. It wants to sink its teeth into something. Don't hurry it, because with Mercury retrograde, if you hurry, you'll make mistakes. But if you can sink your teeth, set yourself short-term goals that you can feel ambitious about. Right?
Yep.
That's important. So,
So we've entered into a new... new quarter of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's the opening quarter for the zodiac because we start with Aries. And that's what we feel now is going to get played out over these next 3 months until the sun goes into Cancer.
And what did you see in the ingress chart? Is there anything that was that you saw that you thought was important?
Well, we mentioned some things already, and I mentioned the moon in Taurus. Also, keep in mind that moon in Taurus is exactly trine to Saturn in Capricorn, which contributes to that sense of grounding. So my feeling very strongly is that it's a time to identify who is the community that sustains you and rely on them.
Mm-hmm.
And let them rely on you.
Mm-hmm.
So we may feel kind of out to sea in terms of the rest of the world, but look to those who are the most immediate around you. That's the moon.
Beautiful. And I think that it's going to be you know, that we're starting even with Mercury retrograde, you know, we might have to do some bunny hopping or find that while the next 3 weeks we're doing something that is very important but contained, and that our week really begins, our year really begins in 3 weeks when Mercury turns direct. That this might be an important side project or a time to kind of go deep with something that you really need to work on, but may not be part of your overall ambition.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of people on the line. Let's give them a shot.
Okay.
And for people who know, the number is, but we're pretty well booked up today, 347-215-8881. And you press 1 to let us know that you're going to, that you have a question. We're going to move pretty quickly because I'd like to see if we can get through a couple of people. Hello, area code 631, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Heather. Hi, Mark. It's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. What's
Hello.
Your birth information again?
6/29/59, 11:10 p.m., Queens, New York.
And what's your question today? We know there's been a lot going on in your life.
My dad passed away on the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And a few days ago.
So much, yes.
And mm-hmm. I wanted to know if that was a part of that, the transit that I'm under.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. But tell me a little bit about his ending.
He's been very ill for years now. I'd say about 2.5 years, very, very ill. And kind of like just deteriorated. Like literally, he was 90 pounds when he died.
Mm-hmm.
And he died on the 15th, about a little after 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. So Mars was on your Saturn, and that's a sudden event with your father. And that's going to happen every 2.5 years, but one of the ways of reading that. And you have Saturn in its own sign in the 10th house. So one of the things it's asking you to do is think about everything your father did for you on a good day. And ask yourself.
He never did anything good for me on a good day.
Okay, he never did. That's like his sense of authority is so strong in the chart. It's really about taking back your own personal sense of authority and really believing in that and developing the father within you, not the father you had, but the father that you wish you had.
Right.
You've got your progressed sun conjuncts Pluto over the next few months. So you're really at the ending of one cycle and the rebirth of a new one. It really feels like his, you know, within 9 months from now, Jupiter goes into your 10th house. And I think you really feel that rebirth, a new level of energy as your progressed sun gets on the other side of Pluto. And Jupiter comes into your 10th house. But this weekend's going to be a little, can be turbulent with Saturn opposed to your sun.
In my chart or just,
it's
going to be going on.
It's for everybody. But I noticed that it's sort of, you're processing so much right now.
Oh, yeah.
There's also a sense of relief. And if he's been sick for a long time, I think there's been, you know, whether you got along with him or not, you've been feeling the heaviness of it.
Very much so. Someone had pointed out to me that I'm not grieving him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm grieving what could have been, should have been.
Right.
We'll never have the chance to be.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised at how I reacted at it.
Mm-hmm.
Which was not good. Mm-hmm. Not well. Not good at all.
And it's also you're just sad. There's just, you know, in the face of life and death, why are you here? And why did that all happen? And did you feel so disempowered earlier on in your life?
Yes.
Yeah, and you tend to take things to heart. And it's a big thing. And it makes a big emotional energy that you share with people, but it's also hard. And so be kind to your own heart. That can be as simple as putting your hands over your heart and just breathing into it.
Absolutely. Is there one question that you have for us that we can help you with?
Well, the transit I was under, is that over or it's still going on?
Yeah, it's going to be a few more months. But I think that
a
what it is,
months.
Is you're processing.
I thought it was 6 weeks.
You're processing the sun. That'll be the peak of the sun conjunct Pluto. And Mars is already off your Saturn. You know, it will be off in 2 days. Mars, you have a grand trine in Earth signs with Saturn as part of the peak of that. Trine Pluto and trine the moon in your birth chart. And Mars has been setting that whole grand trine off. And that'll be done by the end of the weekend.
Okay.
You know, your sun will be conjunct Pluto by the end of, you know, within 2 months. Jupiter will be across the top of your chart. Good. You know, Saturn's, you know, there's some movement coming in your chart, but it's not, you know, don't hurry it. Like, when you're in these feelings, feel all this emotion coming up and leaving you. Not getting stuck. It's not happening all over again. It's just you're finally safe to process feelings that you've had all your life.
Do you see more endings?
No,
like
I don't.
In relationships and things?
I don't think. I think you may, you know, it could be. I'm not going to say it absolutely won't be. But it feels like you're down at ground level and can start to build again in a few weeks.
A few weeks.
Give yourself Mercury retrograde to just process and to be in the moment and take care of yourself.
Okay, so basically you're saying after Mercury retrograde, that everything I'm feeling, because remember, this has been going on.
We're not simplifying it. You have been going through far more than something that a few weeks can get rid of, right? But that the heaviness of it begins to shift if you work with it. But grieving a parent, even if you're happy to see them go, and I know people who have, it's shifting the major, I didn't say you were, but I said even if you were, it shifts the major furniture in your soul. And it reorganizes your psyche. And that just takes a while. So what Mark said about being good to your heart is extremely important.
It's just, you know, it's when it's over. And you know that I know now that chance will never be.
Right.
Of what could have been.
And in some ways that's going to free you. I think it's going
to
free you. Because with that grand trine with Saturn there, it looks like you've been waiting for it to get better all your life, and it hasn't. And now you're going to be able to let it go and look elsewhere for that, for the same nurturance that you could never get there.
Anything good coming up? Because I've been under...
On the other side of that,
you know,
Jupiter going across the chart, I really think there's a rebirth coming. I think there's new life coming. I think this spring will really be a spring for you, but it's going to be later on in the spring.
Okay. Before my birthday, like.
Just take a deep breath and walk through each day saying, how can I take good care of myself today?
Okay.
Okay.
So this spring
should be
good for me
yourself.
Toward the end.
Yeah. You're reparenting.
The spring.
Yeah. Now I'm going to have to go on to somebody else, dear.
Okay.
We're all supporting you and sending you prayers.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you, Mark.
Okay.
Thank you.
And have a good night. Thank you.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Hello, error code 202. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. Good evening, guys.
Hi.
I am kind of on the opposite end of that spectrum. I'd like to check out the chart of a gentleman that I'll be working with in maybe more.
Okay.
I don't
and
have
birth and your birth information?
My birth information is March 5th.
Happy birthday recently.
Thank you.
1980. Yep.
In your city, Philadelphia.
Woo! And what time?
1:29 a.m.
In
currently
Philly.
In Brooklyn.
I spent my first 8 years. I still have fond memories. So,
we won the Super Bowl.
And you were wondering about somebody coming into your life to work with and
yeah,
maybe
I'm
more,
actually
you said?
Going to contact him for some work, and I kind of know him from before. But his birthday is December the 9th, 1979.
Mm-hmm.
In
we
Long
have
Island
a time?
City, New York. I don't have a time, unfortunately. It's a little soccer what I'm doing in Long Island City, New York.
So it looks like his moon was probably in Leo, late Leo. If he was born late in the day, it was in Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
He has a Sun Mars, you know, a Mars Jupiter conjunction in Virgo, and it forms an interesting aspect. Hold on, I'm pulling it up. His sun is right near your ascendant. His Mars conjuncts your Mars. So there's good chemistry between the two of you.
Oh, that's good.
Because you're only a few months apart. Jupiter, and they both had gone forward and retrograded back, and were right about, because they were retrograde in your chart. And they'd come back to where his Mars and Jupiter are. And right now, the Saturn-Mars conjunction this weekend trines both of your Jupiter and Mars conjunctions. So that's good for work and good for chemistry.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Now, your suns are square, and but your moons look like they're sextile. So...
okay.
There, you have different ways of going about things. Uranus is hitting your Venus, so you're feeling kind of experimental. Mark, do you have any comments to make on this?
Not too much yet.
Now he has the man has a Sun Neptune conjunction.
Right.
And Mark, what would you say? You know, there's some real gifts to a Sun-Neptune conjunction, and there's some problems to keep an eye out for. It's in Sag, so it tries to be honest, but...
yeah, it tries to be honest.
And the Neptune is right on my Sun right now. Sorry, go ahead, Mark.
There's often sort of an identity crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Or a conflict of identity. Or sometimes... A kind of driftiness about who the person is. So it's not that he's trying to be evasive. It's that it can be kind of a dreaminess, kind of a yearning to be someone other than he is, or to be more than one, sort of one existence at a time. That can be good, or it can make someone overly idealistic, and usually always with good intent.
We have the 60-second call, so what Mark said is absolutely right. So you just want to make sure that you see the truth in him and take your time and stay in the present moment rather than run ahead or run behind or get lost in your fantasies. Because what's here is
juicy. I've already started.
Come on back, girlfriend. Because you don't want to mess it up by getting lost in your story. You want to see what's actually happening.
Yes.
Or enjoy your story, but notice your story and keep your eye on what's happening. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Thank you very
good
much.
Good luck.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Okay. We're saying goodbye. This is Heather Owen Robbins from Montana. And Mark?
Mark Waltz, New York City. And thank you all for tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
We'll catch you next week.
proceed carefully with Mercury retrograde, but do it with heart, soul, and enjoy. Take care. Bye.
Bye now.